The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Christina Liu, who is also the producer.
I am multitasking today.
So, yeah. And you're doing 311 this morning?
Yes.
And when I see the computer open, I know she's also taking care of 311.
Sorry, we are going to make it all happen today.
Project Independence, for new listeners, is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And we do that by providing so many services, transportation for shopping, transportation to medical visits, the amount of programs every day there's something going on someplace within North Hempstead, exercise program, mental programs in reference to educational, and you name it. Cooking programs is wonderful. We also have, every week I know we have new listeners, and this week we definitely have a new listener, and that's Lucas Benjamin Edelstein,
who's in
the studio. Lucas is actually in the studio today and may be coming on the show later on.
Yes, he has VIP treatment today, Lucas.
We'll have to see. Our first guest today is Kathleen Fitzgibbons and Michelle Ashbanian from Parker Jewish Institute, and the specific area is Willing Hearts and Helpful Hands. And it's very interesting because this is in reference to Alzheimer's and caregiving for people. I've looked into this stuff before. I have a master's in gerontology, so I've gone into some of these things. Mm-hmm. It's about $270 billion a year. Is the number I'm told it's used or spent for Alzheimer's. Of that, somewhere between 50 to 75 billion is actually goes to families who help the victims. Mm. They're not getting paid. So a wife can't go to work today because mom is so bad, she has to take off. But now she's used all her sick time and all her personal time.
Right.
She's losing pay. Or somebody actually gives up a job. So there's so many. The expense, besides just the pain of what a family goes through, but you need respite. You need some sort of care because it's so depressing. It's so traumatizing to an entire family. And I know that's what you guys are doing.
Yes.
So welcome, welcome, welcome. Your service is tremendous, but you need to tell us all about it.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, John, for having us here today. And we're very proud of the Willing Hearts Helpful Hands program. We were awarded, Parker Jewish Institute for Healthcare and Rehabilitation was awarded the grant in 2015, and we're one of 9 nonprofit organizations throughout New York State to win this multi-year caregiver support initiative grant.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
How does it actually work?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody listening to the show is dealing with a parent or a spouse, and it can be a sibling even. It makes no difference.
Yes.
I mean, this is not a disease, it seems, of the 90-year-old anymore. There's early onset. There's people in their 40s and 50s that have some sort of Alzheimer's.
That's right. That's right.
What would a person do?
Yes, they would call our main number, and we would have a conversation with them. And first, what we want to do is ensure that the family member has symptoms of memory loss.
Okay.
If they have a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease or some form of dementia, that is even better information for us to have. But simply to have that memory loss in the household is something that does qualify them for the program. It is a free program.
Okay.
We would do a short assessment over the phone. Then we would send in one of our wonderful social workers to come in and do an in-home assessment and gain some more information from the individual and from the family members as well. And then we offer an array of services. You can participate in one or more of our services throughout time. We can go into that a little bit
the
more.
The services are basically customized to the needs of that particular family then.
That's correct. That's correct. Perhaps Michelle could expand on that a little bit if you'd like.
Sure. And also, I think it's important to understand what dementia is
okay.
so that you know if this is a program that would fit your
there's
needs.
There's dementia and there's Alzheimer's.
Right. So basically, dementia is just an umbrella term that we use to describe cognitive impairment.
Okay.
With Alzheimer's disease being the most common type of dementia, about 60 to 80% of people who have dementia have Alzheimer's disease.
Okay.
And just some of those symptoms, just so people are aware, memory loss that disrupts your daily life, difficulty with problem solving, difficulty doing familiar tasks, and sometimes we will see people who have dementia withdraw from social activity. So those are things to look out for.
Okay. And that's obviously the burden, not the burden, that's a terrible thing to say, the obligation of the family member to say something's
Correct.
Going wrong here.
To notice.
Right.
They have to notice
exactly.
that all of a sudden mom or dad's not acting the same,
right.
not terribly off, but there's something going on.
And that's when it's important, too, when you start to see that, when you see that mom is having difficulty with her memory and she's not acting the same way, it's important to talk to the doctor. Go to the doctor, go to the neurologist, and have a workup, because it's important to get the diagnosis. There are some dementias, not many, but there are some that are reversible, like a vitamin deficiency or a urinary tract infection. So it's important to have the right diagnosis okay. so that you can start the right treatment.
And this is maybe a silly question. If your mom or your father and you're with them, every now and then they're starting to slip and you see that.
Right. Like at what point do you think
right.
that they're actually
And then
dementia?
When you take them to the doctor, they got a great day going on.
Yeah.
Who's the president? They know everything about everything. And they walk out of there and you're saying, I think the son is the one who's, you know, has an issue.
You're going to see it happen more and more.
Okay.
So that's kind of like what's the difference between normal aging and
right.
dementia. So a person with normal aging, let's say they may forget to pay a bill sometimes. We all forget those things. Well,
okay.
maybe just me. But a person with dementia, they're going to forget how to balance their budget. They're going to be missing major payments, like not paying the mortgage. They might overpay things. So sometimes caregivers do see that. They're
okay.
seeing that their parent is doing things like that. And that's when you know to start looking into getting a diagnosis.
We had one example that we've been talking about that we had seen where the family member forgot what to do with the car keys. She was in the car and was holding the key and got upset because she could not remember, you know, that the key went into
okay.
the ignition.
Okay.
So that would be a typical example of when Alzheimer's disease or another form of dementia is
okay.
is present.
And also another thing is that with normal aging, you may, you know, we all lose things. So I always lose my keys, like every day I lose my keys. But we're able to retrace those steps. With dementia, a person is not able to do those things anymore. So they lose that ability, and that's a really big warning sign.
Okay.
Yeah.
In reference to dealing with a family, and I think this is really one of the most important aspects of the Parker program, it's burnout. It's just, you know, unfortunately, people are at the end of the rope. And I, you know, one thing when I was going for my degree, and I remember one of my professors saying it, it's lack of sleep that becomes the worst thing in the world for somebody, because you just then, you know, if I'm getting up all night long to help my mother and then she's napping during the day, but now during the day I have to go to work and I come home at night and then she starts again, that you just can't cope.
Mm.
And it's you know, it's not... Nothing against the person, of course. That's the disease, and that's what the caregiver has to do.
Well, we have a scholarship program that allows caregivers to take a little bit of a break.
Okay.
So with the scholarship, caregivers are – we have many caregivers who are in the same situation, and sometimes they will have a aide come into the home at night. We have one caregiver in particular who has an aide come into the house from, like, let's say 11 to 7 p.m., 11 at night to 7 in the morning,
right,
so
okay.
she can sleep the whole night. So our program helps caregivers do that. And we do also have other services, too, that can help them.
Okay. Now, is that something you would actually organize that for somebody?
Pretty much, yes. So the caregiver, it's an application process. They would
okay.
fill out the main application to the program. They would then fill out the scholarship application. And we would talk with them and find out what it is that they need the scholarship for. And then we will help connect them to that service. We basically will give them information as to which home care providers we work with.
Okay.
There is a limit, a financial...
A cap,
basically.
Right, of course, that
but
makes
we
sense.
Could talk.
Right.
We could talk with them about that. But it does give a little bit of relief. So.
Right. Then we, actually, what is so difficult is people go through this, maybe with four different parents. You know, if you're married, there's
mm-hmm.
four. Whereas
yeah.
you guys have done this with hundreds of people. So
yes,
you know, and you may only have one parent that winds up with Alzheimer's. So you've never been down this road before, and you don't know what to do. You don't know who to ask. That's why these organizations, people, you know, and this is the town of North Hempstead. This is Project Independence. You call 311. And they would direct you over to PACA when you have a situation.
Yeah, like, because the social worker on our end, you know, knows all about these programs.
That's great.
And, like, well, that's part of their referral database. So it really is a seamless. Luckily, in North Hempstead, we have that kind of process, which is
that's great. Unfortunately, so many times in life, something happens. And then the following week, you're having a conversation. I said, oh, it's too bad I didn't know. You should have called Kathy. I was like, what? You know. And that's why it's so important, especially in senior groups even. I tell people all the time, when you go to the senior center, share. When you go to have lunch, you know, guess this is what's happening in my life. You don't have to divulge everything and all the secrets. But say, has anybody experienced, oh, you know what you should do? Again, call PACA, call 311. You're not alone. And this is not the first time around. I saw your notes. It's 50,000 people on Long Island. That's a huge number. And that trickle-down effect, that's 50,000 with some sort of dementia. Mm-hmm. So that's a couple of 100,000 people really affected then.
Exactly. And it's interesting you say a couple 100,000 people, because even the 50,000 number of those, you know, the projection of those that actually have it on Long Island, in our marketing and outreach, we were talking on the way over, we believe the number afflicted is much, much higher.
Really? Okay.
Probably double or triple that estimated amount. Just in terms of the feedback that we're getting from families that say, you know, we do have several loved ones or a loved one that has been afflicted. So in our 16 months of doing this program, we believe the demand is much, much higher.
Wow. Yeah, and actually, you're the guys who would understand that and see it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because its statistics are very good, but it's only those who report and those that get involved. And, you know, when people start calling and you realize, you know, you're extrapolating the numbers and say, wow, this is big.
And I think as far as dementia goes, it's important to get the diagnosis. So there are lots of people who have dementia, but they may not have received a diagnosis yet. So that's why programs like this are important, to let people know how important it is, if you're starting to see a decline, to talk to your doctor so that we can help them.
Right. Now, this is, and you may not have the answer to this, Alzheimer's is a definitive, it just keeps getting worse. Right? I mean, it doesn't like have a certain level and say, okay, he has Alzheimer's, and it doesn't go any worse than that.
It's a progressive disease.
Okay.
So exactly. So it's going to be getting worse. Yes.
Okay. So the caregivers need continual, and they're going to need more and more support as time goes on.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes. And our program services will support caregivers through that process. So basically, like, we provide education and training. So through the training programs, caregivers learn about their loved one's disease. They learn about the different stages of the disease. And it helps them be better caregivers, because our goal is for caregivers to keep their loved one at home for as long as possible. Right. We're a community-based program. So through the education, that helps them. We have support groups. The support groups basically help caregivers to connect with other caregivers and to share how they feel in a safe place. So that also helps, too. We really try to provide as much support as we can.
Okay. Actually, what we're going to do is take an early break, because I do want to go into the support groups and the application process.
Okay.
But before we do, what's the phone number for PACA where somebody would call?
Sure. They can call our number directly at 516-586-1507.
516-586-1507. Okay.
Right.
And that would be the hotline for specifically the Willing Hearts program.
That's correct.
Okay, terrific.
That's direct.
You're listening to 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.